This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A tech outage disrupted computer systems around the world on Friday. The Microsoft glitch caused global outages that hit airlines, banks, businesses, and even emergency services. Several major airlines, including American, United, and Delta, grounded all flights. Airlines in Europe and Asia also saw disruptions. Banks in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Britain were impacted, as were health services in Israel, Germany, and the UK, including Britain's National Health Service. The outage interrupted 911 services around the U.S. and disabled computers at hospital systems. News broadcasts in France, Australia, and Britain were knocked off the air. The outages appeared to stem, at least partly, from a software update for Microsoft Windows operating systems issued by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. A fix was deployed, but impacts and outages remained. Microsoft said that the underlying cause had been fixed, but that the outages were still affecting some services. In a related story, a Bozeman-based technology company is at the center of a class-action lawsuit, a congressional investigation, and a massive data breach that could affect more than half a billion customers. Snowflake Incorporated is a cloud-based data hosting company used by some of the biggest and most recognized companies in America and abroad. Those companies, including Ticketmaster, AT&T, and Advanced Auto Parts, have housed customers' personally identifying information with Snowflake, but according to the class action lawsuit filed in federal court in Butte, Montana, the company did not take measures to secure the data, which may have been compromised as early as 2020 through June 2024. Snowflake has about 20% of the web hosting market share globally. It's headquartered in Bozeman, but has divisions scattered throughout the world. When hackers accessed people's personal data from Snowflake, even as late as last month, hackers and cyber criminals were offering to sell thousands of print-at-home tickets to upcoming Taylor Swift concerts unless Ticketmaster paid an extortion ransom. The lawsuit says, soon after they exfiltrated the personally identifying information from Snowflake's platform, the threat actors attempted to extort payments from Snowflake's clients and began publishing samples of the stolen consumer information on dark web marketplaces for sale to identity thieves and fraudsters, the lawsuit said. In some cases, the dark web marketplace data included large batches like 1 million Ticketmaster customer records released on June 21st. The danger of the Snowflake data breach is that millions of people's personal data, including credit card information, home addresses, and tax information, could be used to fraudulently create new identities, which could lead to loans and purchases that won't be discovered until long after the money disappears. And once the private data has been extracted, it can be sold and resold over and over on the dark web, leading to an almost never-ending cycle of cybercrime and victimization for those targeted by identity fraud. Snowflake has nearly 10,000 corporate customers, including Anheuser-Busch, Mitsubishi, Neiman Marcus, Progressive, State Farm, and PepsiCo. Hackers who stole data from Snowflake offered to sell 3 terabytes of data stolen from Advanced Auto Parts for $1.5 million. That information included 380 million customer profiles, 140 million customer orders, and information on all employment candidates, as well as personal information on 350,000 employees. Snowflake didn't take even some of the most basic steps to ensure the data was kept safe. The company did not require multi-factor authentication for users and did not monitor large data downloads on its networks. Even after some of the data breaches were discovered, the company did not require users to change their passwords. All of those measures, the lawsuit claims, are standard practices for companies specializing in data storage. The suit claims that Snowflake had a number of sensitive and personally identifying records, for example, social security numbers, names, email addresses, driver's license numbers, dates of birth, and payroll data. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.